Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 28 of the Bacon Smiles podcast. Thanks as always for listening. I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right.
In the house.
I love this new beat. It hits and I'm just like, all right, yeah. You just love saying lit.
It horrifies my little sister and I love it.
All right. So we got a new podcast for you. Again, we're going to try to do this every couple of weeks, be on a more regular schedule. So we record these on Wednesday and you should be listening to it by Thursday.
Joining us live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, live on Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes.
Be connected.
Yeah. Any topics or anything you want to reach out to us, steve@baconsmiles.org. And, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff.
Amen.
All right. So the agenda for today's podcast, big announcement. I'll get to that in a minute.
Tease.
Also had a young person reach out over this past weekend with some struggles. I'm going to talk about that a little bit because I'm super proud, and many, many prayers go out to this young person. You got music?
Absolutely.
And today's gospel reading, super awesome.
Really?
Lord's Prayer.
Oh, perfect.
Matthew 6, 7 through 15. All right. Saint, also pretty great.
Okay.
Saint Thomas More.
Nice.
Yeah, he fought against the establishment of the Church of England and King Henry's divorce.
Okay.
Standing up for the original church.
And he's got an easy name to pronounce, which is the first time in a while for us.
Yeah, I like that too. So, and then you got News of the Weird.
Yes.
All right, sweet.
Ready.
All right, so right into it. Big announcement. Pretty sure everyone's seen it. My wife is pregnant.
Woo!
We are expecting our first child. So, big things, big changes. I can be more thrilled. She's so awesome. She's just so great. And, we're having a baby girl.
Wow.
Yeah. And, just, it's crazy going to maternity classes and stuff like that. It's just,
have you guys thought of names yet?
Yeah, we're thinking of a few, but we're going to keep that.
Okay.
You know, to ourselves.
All right. I got you.
You know, because then all of a sudden, if someone else names their child, and then we're like, it's going to look like we're copying them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's just amazing to think that, like, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
You're going to be a fun dad, too.
Yeah, I'm going to try. it's just so awesome and such a blessing. And just trying to let people know on like a independent basis, you know, mm-hmm. word of mouth and stuff like that. So finally, this past weekend, we finally decided to put it out there.
Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend. Yeah, Eva was nice enough to just, you know what, I'm going to put a post up and I'm going to let the world know that she's wishing her husband a happy Father's Day because we're expecting. So, so great.
That's awesome.
It's so awesome.
I'm so happy for you guys and just seeing how lit up your faces are and everything.
Yeah. I can't even explain to you because we've been going to some maternity classes and stuff like that. And so seeing like people seeing their baby for the first time, like I'm all pumped up, like I'm ready for it. And God has just blessed us so much. It's just this amazing, amazing blessing. I can't even explain it to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just psyched, just genuinely psyched about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you intimidated by the idea that your child's going to be a girl versus a boy? Or because every now and then I hear from people that are like, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to.
I don't know. Because it is a little different. The only main difference is in diaper changing.
Mm.
They both have their obstacles. You can use your imagination.
Yeah.
But I have changed newborns' diapers before. My goddaughter. And my nephew, my brother Joe, his son, Kaysen. I was the first person to ever change his diaper at the hospital. I'm not intimidated by that.
Okay.
I've always been the uncle, though, so I don't know what it's going to be like day in and day out to be a parent. And, you know, I have a lot of good friends who are great parents, so I'm going to lean on them. I'm going to lean on them strong, and I'm sure I'm going to be praying a lot.
Yeah, we all will be.
Yeah.
But that's the great thing about having good friends and good company around you, where you can ask for advice and say,
yeah, absolutely.
What do you do in this situation?
Yeah, like, hey, I feel like I haven't slept in a year. Anything?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just going to be awesome. I got some books. One of them is, dude, you're going to be a dad. So
is that an Ashton Kutcher book?
No, it's
Dude, Where's My Child?
Yeah, it's there's a couple of them, because then there's like the Diaper Dude brand diaper bags. So, of course, I'm going to get one of those. I'm not going to be carrying around like some frilly pink backpack.
No.
Now, if it was a bacon backpack.
There we go.
We
should open up a store on your website and have bacon-related accessories.
Yeah, did you notice my new shirt?
By the way, I did not even notice that. That's awesome.
I found it online. It says bacon, yet another reason I know Jesus loves me. That's right. You can see it on Facebook Live.
Very good.
it's so great. But yeah, I mean, so many amazing things and things that have come along for, you know, newborns and children and all that. Yeah. And so Eva's doing tons of research on what's the right bassinet to get, what's the right pack and play, carriage, all that stuff. So, and she's amazingly part of this awesome, like, mom's group on Facebook.
Okay.
And so she's kind of like, you know, trying to find out what people have had good luck with and what they haven't, you know? So it's awesome. Like, the connection out there for stuff like that. Social media is amazing for stuff like that. It can be used for so much nonsense, but it is amazing for reaching out and getting the do's and don'ts of purchasing child stuff, like car seats.
It's a good resource, good for Consumer Reports.
Yeah, too. Exactly, because you're getting a direct review and you don't know, like, the company's not paying for that review and that person's not getting anything out of telling you their experiences. So it's just a great way to do it. So, yeah, just so pumped.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm so pumped up. Yeah, it's great. Another thing that, like I mentioned before, I am so proud of a young person. I won't say their name, but a person this weekend reached out to a friend of mine and myself because they were struggling. Mm. And they were struggling hard and came to the realization that they have a problem with alcohol.
Mm.
And I can't tell you how proud of this individual that I am. So great to see when you're struggling and say, hey, I need help. And I know it
takes a lot of courage to say that.
Yeah. Know? And to say, to lean over to me and go, Steve, I've hit bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. And I'm just like, all right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're here. So that's awesome. That's great.
Right,
stuff.
Right, right.
What are we doing now? Okay, so it's gonna, like, and my thing is, and when I was talking with them, I just said, it's gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna suck for a while. It's time. It's time to refocus on God. It's time to refocus on you. Let's get better. Let's get through this. Focus on the right people. Focus on the right things. And let's do this thing. Mm. And I'm so, so proud. And I can't explain the feelings that I have about that. Just so amazingly just thankful that I'm someone that they could turn to and want to reach out and talk to. And I feel tremendously blessed that I've had to deal with demons with other people through the years, friends of mine, really good friends of mine, that have had struggles with drugs and alcohol. And either seeing them come out the other side, or unfortunately, I've lost some friends.
Yeah.
Meaning they're not alive anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a hard thing. It's a big thing. A lot of people are struggling. There's an epidemic in this country with heroin and pain pills, but alcohol is still there. Alcohol is still a problem. Mm-hmm. And for someone to come out and finally say, "Ah, that's it. I can't do it anymore."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought I could do it, but I can't. And it's time that I realized that I can't. So proud of you. You know, if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. I'm just super, super proud. Super proud. And if anyone out there is struggling, it doesn't matter what you're struggling with. Know that you're not alone. Know that you can always reach out. I may not have dealt with what you're dealing with, but I can be someone to talk to. You can reach out, you know, talk to your parents, talk to a counselor, talk to somebody. Don't keep it in. It's time to get better.
Don't let your pride get in the way of your healing. Pretty
yeah.
much.
Oh man. You know? Yeah. Don't be too proud.
Yeah.
It is not a sign of weakness to say that you need help. It's a sign of strength and courage. It's courageous to say I need help. To sit and try to deal with it on your own, that's not a sign of strength. It's a sign of strength to say, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. And you don't have to wait till you hit bottom. You can just notice that you're struggling one day and say, hey, I need help. And when you're getting help and you're in that toiling of, is this really working? Is this what I need to do? Just know that you're making the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to fall, and it's easy to say, oh, nope, this isn't working. If you give up, then you're just failing yourself. Stick with it. If you find a program, stick with it. Fight your way through it day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Fight. Mm-hmm. Because you can come out the other side, and I've seen it. I've seen blessings. I was best man at my friend's wedding. 3 years earlier, he was in prison, struggling with drug addiction. I was the best man at his wedding. He's got two kids, beautiful wife.
Mm.
I was there right after his son was born. And I'm telling you, I've seen the blessings that can come out the other side when you just decide enough is enough. It's time to get help. And if you're not ready and you're not there, it's not going to work. It's got to be you. It's got to be you who makes that choice. So rely on God. Rely on the people that God puts in your life, because reaching out could be the biggest success of your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Music. I love this segue, because there's actually an artist who's just come out with a song lately. And I mentioned it once on this podcast, but it's been one of my favorite new songs lately, and it's by Torrin Wells, and the song is called Hills and Valleys. And excuse me, if you've listened to K-Love, if you listened to SiriusXM, The Message, they played it. But he's going on tour with Mariah Carey and Lionel Richie this summer, and this song he does called Hills and Valleys is just absolutely gorgeous. It talks about how when I'm in the valley, I'm not alone, and when I'm on the mountaintop, I didn't get there on my own. And
awesome.
That song's been hitting radio like crazy. People are loving it on YouTube. And he's got his new album with that song coming out this Friday called Hills and Valleys. So that's going to be released this weekend. Also coming out this weekend, hip-hop group The Grits, which had a song a number of years ago that was really popular in mainstream called Ooh Ah.
Oh, my goodness. I do
remember that.
Ooh Ah.
Life ooh, be like, ah. Ooh, ah.
Ooh, ah.
Yeah, they have a new project coming out, and it sounds much better than us. It's called Saints and
Sinners.
I don't
know, Sinners. I sound pretty good.
You did pretty, sound pretty tight. And then next weekend, Propaganda,
ridiculous.
Speaking of hip-hop, Propaganda has a project coming out called Crooked, and that's coming out June 30th.
Awesome.
So lots of new projects on the way. Also looking into July, Kevin Max from DC Talk has his own project coming out called Serve Somebody, and more albums as well. So just remember to join us, subscribe to that iTunes link, and we'll keep you posted.
Are you going to, and we may have talked about it on the podcast before, are you going to Soul Fest this year?
We're talking about it. We haven't made concrete decisions yet, but being that that's where Jen and I met,
yeah,
and we're getting married in 3 months, it'd be kind of nice to be able to go.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to be running a retreat group up in Vermont that week, so won't be able to go. I was just curious if you're going to go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you're not going to be there, it's going to be tough.
It's not going to be as fun.
I remember the weekend we went, and you and I went ziplining.
Oh, that was great.
You, me, Eva, Jen, that was great.
Yeah, Eva gave that to me as a gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. She was like, last year I saw you that you really wanted to go, and you didn't go because it's expensive. She's like, I saved up, and we're going to go.
Nice.
And you guys were like, let's do it.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar, Soul Fest, full like a weekend music festival. It used to be a little longer. Now they've shortened it down. Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah.
Gunstock Mountain in New Hampshire. It's the first week of August. So first Thursday, Friday, Saturday of August. Yeah. So
they have Fort King and Country, Toby Mac, and I forget who else headlining.
Yeah, I know I talked about it before, but, you know, Matt Maher doing Mass.
He's going to be there this year as well.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So into the gospel.
The gospel. Lord's Prayer.
Let me get out my Bible.
Not your bills, your Bible.
Yep, my Bible.
He said to me right before the podcast, can you get me my Bible? And I thought he said bills. Like, Jesus paid it all.
Yeah, all right. So this is a reading from Matthew 6, 7 through 15. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. This is how you pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So awesome.
Amen.
And it's so great because we always say, like, we dare to pray the words that Jesus gave us.
Right.
And he did. He gave us those words. Gave us that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the, you know, as I forgive, forgive me. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, that's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rough. How often are we holding on to stuff?
Right. Or even the line, you know, give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
You know, asking that he knows what we need. Mm-hmm. So we're asking for that, not what we are coming up with on this checklist of things.
Yeah. And it's just
understanding that he knows what we need and asking for him to fulfill that for us.
Yeah, and just asking him to keep temptation out of our hearts, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're so quick to be tempted. We're so easily tempted as imperfect human beings. And, just that line, you know, forgive us as we forgive, man. That's that's the one that gets me every time. You know, and just deliver us from evil. You know?
Yeah.
Like, come on, God. You're just all-powerful, all-loving. Just get this evil out of here, man.
Mm-hmm. And what was cool was a couple weeks ago when we had our last confirmation class for the school year, one of our peer ministers had mentioned, and this was maybe a year ago, that she was realizing that she was saying a lot of prayers during Mass, but not necessarily getting the connection between what she was saying and what the words really meant.
Yeah.
And so I said to my peer ministers, I said, you know what? Why not just wrap up today's class with the Our Father like we normally do, but we also break it down line by line? And so we ended up doing that. And I think it was powerful enough. I mean, at the end when I said amen and they just kind of stared, I said, we believe. They went, oh, that's what that means. So, like, little things like that, like,
yeah,
amen. They were saying that, but not quite getting what that meant. So it was just neat to help get that thinking started.
And
we all get something out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you take a step back and analyze it.
And that's the thing, like, with the actual, like, translation where it's the actual one. Because my Bible, it was a little off, the translation. So I pulled it back up on my phone. Because sometimes they take words, like,
right.
In my Bible, it wasn't exactly as this. You know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen.
That's the one that we know.
Right.
And that's why I was like, wait a minute, it's a little different.
Yeah.
And that's just because of the English translation that I have in my Bible versus, like, the gospel reading of the in the translation that I found online at the Catholic Conference of Bishops.
There's so many different translations. Jen just went out the other day and picked up a Lego Bible.
A Lego Bible?
Yeah, you got to piece it together, but...
Really?
No, it's a... That's a joke.
It is weird because I have, I don't know, I have a bunch of these Bibles. I've begun rescuing them. Have I told you that?
No.
So I had lost my Bible. I have a Catholic youth Bible, nice, really nice leather Catholic, youth Bible. And I lost it. I left it at a retreat I was running and didn't realize. So I went on and I bought the exact same one. I bought it new. But I also noticed that there was a used option. And it was some of the older models. Mm-hmm. You know, slightly used, a little older. But they were really inexpensive. Like under like $5.
Oh, wow.
And so I ordered a few of them and I've been giving them away.
Awesome.
So when people like need a Bible, don't have a good Bible.
Yeah.
I'm like, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is interesting to see the different translations. If you're not familiar, there are a bunch of them. I call mine the NABRE. It's the New American Bible Revised Edition.
So, okay. Works.
NABRE, New Nabre. American Bible Revised Edition. It's the NABRE, son.
Yeah. I'm just glad it didn't end with an A, so you say NABRE.
NABRE. All right. So that's a good sound.
Oh, yeah. Thankful for that arm.
Yeah. So speaking of just... going into our saint of the day, it's just this amazing story of this amazing man. Saint Thomas More was essentially in charge of the Catholic Church in England. All right. It was before, I think it was even officially known as the Catholic Church. It was essentially the church that Christ had built and had spread to England. The king at the time, King Henry, wanted a divorce, and it was not granted to him. St. Thomas More was the person who said, no, you can't do that. The king decided he was going to start his own church, the Church of England. St. Thomas More was like, no, you can't do that. So the king had him imprisoned. The crime was basically saying that the king can't get divorced. So the king said, hey, you can't tell me I can't get a divorce. I'm the king. So he imprisoned him. But St. Thomas More was he was steadfast that no man, no layman shall be able to rule the church. And that you have to be appointed by the Holy Spirit and God himself, like the Pope is. And that the decisions of a man who just happens to be king cannot yield any power over the church. And that's what St. Thomas More's biggest belief was. And that's why he was killed. He was killed by King Henry. King Henry started the Church of England. And that's one of the first separations, one of the first branch offs from the Catholic Church is in the Church of England's case. There's a bunch of other ones. A lot of them started like this, though, where someone didn't like something, so they wanted to branch out and do something on their own. And so St. Thomas More lost his life for his faith. And that's why he's a pretty amazing saint. And to be able to stand up to the king and be like, no, you're not doing something that's right. Mm-hmm. You're not making a decision that's justified. You're just deciding that you don't want to be married to your current wife, so you want to marry someone else that you're attracted to. That's not a good enough reason.
Right.
So the king was just like, well, I'm just going to kill you. So, but St. Thomas More stood his ground. He's a very well-educated man. He's a pretty awesome guy. There's a lot of miracles around him. Look into him. St. Thomas More, pretty awesome saint of the day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So for news of the weird, this guy isn't very much a saint, but he played a pretty awesome prank. I don't know if I'd recommend doing this at an airport, but this guy whose first name is Dave basically went on Amazon and purchased a bunch of stickers that look just like electrical outlets. And went around an airport slapping them on pillars, slapping them against the wall, and just sitting there. You know, there's not a whole lot to do at a terminal when you're waiting for your plane to arrive or for boarding time. So he's just sitting there filming as people are sitting down, opening up their bags, going to plug in their chargers, and then just go, what? And just stabbing at the wall, and nothing's happening. So he ended up posting that on Twitter. His handle is @justbasicdave, and it's gone viral. So pretty amusing. If you want to see the videos and the picture, looks pretty realistic. I mean,
because the way the sticker is made, it is
pretty
crazy. And
the shadowing of it looks pretty realistic.
And to watch the video of people going like trying to plug their thing in, they're like, "What?"
Yeah.
So they sit down, and then they're like fighting with it.
She's
like, finger in it, going, man. This is just a sticker.
we'll put this this link on our Twitter account, which is _BaconSmiles, if you want to check that out.
That's awesome. So another thing that I wanted to get to, and I forgot to put it down, was I'm running a Tough Mudder this weekend.
Nice.
So I need some prayers. This will be my 5th Tough Mudder, and this is by far the worst shape I've been in for any of them.
So you probably will be passing out again this time, right?
Oh, I never passed out before doing it, but
didn't you pass out
massive
underwater?
I had that's not passing out. I was electrocuted.
Oh, okay. There's a difference.
There's a difference. So like I was I didn't faint. I was electrocuted and lost consciousness.
So you blacked out momentarily.
Yeah, exactly. So it was basically like I was swimming through water and they electrify the water for a split second and I went out, like woke up with my mouth full of water and oh my goodness. So it was only like 3 inches of water. I was just crawling through this little thing of water and there were electric diodes hanging down. Passing out would be like, oh my goodness, it's so hot, I'm going to hit the ground. I have not done that. I did have to drag my leg across the finish line a couple years ago because I had such a bad cramp in my calf that my leg no longer wanted to work. So it is kind of scary that I'm in worse shape now than I was then, but I'm still going to do it. Eva would also appreciate your prayers.
Yes.
Because she keeps telling me, like, hey, I kind of need you.
Yeah, we have a daughter coming.
So if you could not die, I'd appreciate it.
So, you know, hopefully we'll let you know and there will be a podcast number 29.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be fine. Everything will go well, but I need your prayers.
Yeah.
Because it's rough.
Just think of the refreshments
at
the end.
It's like 10 miles obstacle course. It's Mount Snow in Vermont, so it's a lot of going up the mountain, then down the mountain, then back up the mountain. You know what the other part is? I go with, like, amazingly in shape people that make me feel really bad about my physical fitness level. So, yeah. Shout out to my friends Sam, Kelsey, Paulie, Michelle. You guys are going to be waiting for me a lot.
Yeah.
They always joke around. I joke that I'm like their built-in rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get to the top, when I get to the top, they've been standing there for a while. I'm like, what are you guys standing around for? And I just keep walking past because I feel like if I stop, I'm not going to be able to get
just
started
lose all
again.
Your momentum.
So I never stop moving for the whole day. It's the funniest thing because they're like, he never stops.
Right.
I don't know what's happening.
Energizer, buddy.
Yeah, just keep moving. I might be taking the smallest steps in history, but my legs are still moving. That's the way I do a Tough Mudder. And
you're just fighting gravity because you're leaning forward. And
yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I gotta stay up.
My thing is the fastest I move is when I'm running downhill.
Yeah, there you go.
Just let gravity take over.
Yeah,
you know, the only part is you just try not to fall.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. Last year, Eva did it with me.
I remember that.
And she was like,
said she did really, really well.
She did awesome. And she's just like, I will never do another one, which of course she can't do it this year because she's pregnant. You know, built-in excuse.
Convenient.
That one, yeah.
Convenient.
It's actually not convenient at all.
No.
Ask any woman who's ever been pregnant.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask any woman who's ever been pregnant if they would appreciate being pregnant in July because Eva is, she's already getting hot. It's been hot the past few days. So, if you don't mind saying some prayers for me to finish the Tough Mudder and also just keep praying for my wife. She's awesome. She's amazing. She's growing a human. so just pray for her. She is such a huge blessing in my life. And she is now two of the most important people in my life. My daughter and her, just so blessed. And I can't wait to meet my daughter and just prayers. I just appreciate all of you guys listening and supporting us in so many ways. Just thank you.
I can already picture pictures of you and your daughter at father-daughter dancing. It's going to be so cute.
Well, I think she's going to look great in the red beard warmer I got her. I got like one of those little knitted red beards. I'm not even joking. I have it.
I know you're not.
It's in here somewhere, actually, I think. Whatever. But yeah, it's hysterical. I ordered it online, like Etsy. They knit things for you. I sent the letter. I was like, yeah, it's going to be for a newborn, and I need it to be red. So it goes over her little ears and a little knitted red beard.
Oh, that'll be funny.
That music means it's time to wrap up. But ladies and gentlemen, I always appreciate you. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Patera.
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Keep smiling, and God bless.